Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, I have Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. So if you're new here, I did review the first one, which came out last year, December. So go back and listen to that if you want to be caught up, or you need a refresher on what my thoughts were. But I'm not going to be too long-winded here. Let me just say I was not impressed. It was a bunch of other people's ideas cobbled together in one movie with a bunch of slow motion action. Very mediocre, but it did end in a way that made me curious about part two. So what is this one about? And warning, I do need to start with some spoilers. But let me be honest. I mean, it really doesn't matter. But I still want to warn you because, you know, you might want to go into this one completely fresh if you haven't seen the first one. So here we go. We pretty much get a decent recap on the beginning of the, you know, in the first movie, if you didn't see it. The evil leader, Admiral Noble, who was presumably killed, is brought back to life with some machines. He wakes up and his thoughts are on getting the Scar Giver. And tells them to set course for that planet. Now, Korra, also known as the Scar Giver, has returned to the small farm community with the warrior she recruited. She initially tells them she killed the leader and they don't have to worry about anything. Then they get word that, you know, they're still coming and will be there in 5 days. Now, she's confused since it's against protocol to send a ship with no admiral. So everyone's sad and the mood changes, but not for long as they get this speech to the townspeople about their strategy and, you know, how to save their homes. And you know what? That's pretty much where I'll stop because I want to unpack this one a little bit. From there, they harvest the grain, they train the townspeople, and they come up with a plan to defeat the forces of the mother world. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at an 18% on the Rotten scale on 61 reviews, with the audience at 45% on over 250 reviews. But what did I think? Well, let me start with the positives. There's a lot of action in this one. Some big set pieces. I mean, after the first hour of this 2-hour runtime, the last hour is pretty much just all action. And again, special effects are good. The world itself, the ships, the weapons, the armor, all of it looks pretty cool and original. Now, in that first hour, you get a lot of the backstory that was missing from the first movie. You know, about the heroes. I mean, you know, they had all these interesting background stories of how they got to this point. And again, it does end with a completed story, with an indication there is more story to tell. But let me get to the negatives. And let me start by recapping my negatives last time, because they still apply here. The actress playing the Scar Giver is terrible. I mean, it was a movie broken into two, so I don't know why I expected her performance to improve. It just part two. In my head, I was thinking it would be better, but no, she's still terrible. Again, tons of slow motion, lots of exposition, again, with a lot of unoriginal stolen ideas from other movies. But let me get specific, because I hate it when people give a review and they just give these generalities and they really don't tell you why. Let's get into it. I wanted that backstory from the heroes, but I didn't want them to just sit down at a table and one by one just tell us in a flashback. It felt kind of like a throwaway scene. It was like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you about these guys. So here you go. Here's a scene with all their backgrounds all together. And, you know, I get how they framed it, but yeah, it still wasn't good storytelling. There's a lot of action, but it's not done very well, and a lot of it doesn't make any sense. So the strategy, you know, they're going to use the grain as sandbags. So basically, you know, the army needs, you know, the bad guys need that grain, so they really can't shoot at them if they're hiding behind, you know, the grain and the sandbags and that. They don't want to destroy, you know, the food. Except that is the strategy of the bad guys. They're shooting at them and they pretty much destroy it with these huge explosions and these firefight scenes. I mean, I don't understand what the point of the whole build up to, well, we can't shoot the grain. And that's all they did from the start of the battle. And these guys, I'm telling you, they have worse aim than stormtroopers. I mean, they are terrible. They are people just literally standing in one spot that will shoot and like reload like an old school rifle, and for somehow they can't be hit unless the script calls for them to be hit at that point. I don't even know. There's just a bunch of post-production lasers going everywhere and they're not hitting anything. One guy's running around with an axe. Basically, you know, he brought a knife to a gunfight. You know what? But that's okay because they can't hit him. I mean, yeah, we're going to add a bunch of lasers and, you know, they're going by his head to make it look all epic. Like he's just running towards the battle. And yeah, it's not a whole lot going on. Doesn't look like they're really shooting at him. They're just, you know, fodder for him to kill them. In one scene, the explosive grenades, they go off after a few seconds. You push down the little button, you turn it, you push the button down, it goes off in a few seconds. But later on when it's used, it takes like 10 minutes for these things to explode, which didn't make any sense. Again, the slow motion does not make it look more epic, Zach. I understand what you're going for, but the scene is basic to begin with. Slowing it down only makes it look worse. If it's a basic scene, just speed it up. I mean, this dude literally used slow motion when he was, when they were filling the bags with grain. Why are we looking at that in slow motion? What's the point in that? He rips off and continues to rip off a lot of other things. There's this fight at the end with swords that act and look pretty similar to lightsabers. And if you're trying to get the drop on somebody and they don't see you, I'm not going to start screaming and yelling while I'm still 10 feet away from them and give them a chance to turn and respond. I mean, I could just go on and on and on, but I'm not going to keep beating this one up. No, I didn't enjoy this. I would put this right at a 40% on the rotten scale. I appreciated all the action and the backstory because that is something that was missing from the first movie, the backstory piece of it. I mean, there was action in the first one that was kind of broken up, and this one was kind of just all the action was just lumped together, which, you know, there's more stuff going on, but it still was boring to me. Because it was just poorly done in the storytelling. You know, it felt out of order. It felt like I should have been getting these backstories kind of like broken up in between while she was recruiting them. Maybe that would have been the time to give us this backstory. I read Zach wants to do like 5 of these movies and like spinoff TV shows. I guess trying to create his own like Star Wars universe. No, Zach, this ain't it. Go back to the drawing board, please. This is not going to make it. I mean, the world and the universe is fine, but the writing, the story itself is just a huge letdown, and it's not interesting enough, you know, to make me want to watch more. I mean, I've seen enough. This is good for me. I don't need to see any more of this story. You guys can skip this one. I mean, you're probably going to watch it if you saw the first one because you might be curious about it. But let me just let you know, you really don't need to see this one. This one ends exactly the same way the first one ended, and it's really not worth the time investment. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Again, thank you for the support. I appreciate it. And yeah, I am on my grind. So you're probably going to get at least one more before I'm done. I gotta still write that one, so it might be a little bit of time before I get the one. Might get that one today, maybe tomorrow. And then I got 2 movies. That's right, 2 movies that have not been released yet. They actually sent me the links. They sent me the preview links for me to do it. One of them has a pretty big star, recognizable star in it. I'm not going to tell you who that is. You're going to have to come back and listen. The other one is a smaller film. Not sure who's in that or what the release schedule is or all that kind of stuff. But the one with the pretty big star in it, that one comes out next weekend. So I'm kind of hold off before I release that a little bit until next week, probably, just so I can have it out before the movie actually starts showing in theaters. But that is what's coming up. So I got one more movie from something that came out this weekend, and then I'm going to have two movies that have not been released yet that will come out sometime in the coming week. And yeah, so that's where we are. So again, thank you guys. I appreciate it. And I'll see you next time. Peace.